NFB blog post, My First National Convention by Isaac McBurney. Hello, my name is Isaac McBurney, and this was my first time going to a national convention. Before I share more about my experiences of a rookie deep in the heart of the Federation, I want to share more about myself first. I got really involved with the NFB in April at the state convention. I had gone to some of the various youth activities here and there, but never really got fully involved. I was selected as a state scholarship finalist, so I went to the 2023 state convention. I met so many great people there and knew this was an organization I wanted to be more a part of. A few weeks later, the scholarship team reached out and asked, as the top scholarship person, if I wanted to go to the convention in Houston. I said yes and started packing that day. So, in having this in mind, let's get into my first convention. I have never been to a convention of this size before, so it was one thing to be in the presence of this many people, but the fact that most of them were blind or visually impaired had a really big impact. We were all tripping over each other's canes and guide dogs, but we didn't care because it was an even playing field. No one could see this was happening, and it felt nice to not be the only one running into other people or things. I'm used to being the only one with the cane when I'm out and about, so it feels a little awkward to use it sometimes. But I didn't feel that here. Even at the airport on the way home, I met someone who was at the convention. I had some time before my flight Friday, so I went to the Space Center and saw several other blind people. The blind people were taking over the city. I went with my mom to the national convention, and my dad got to go with me to the state convention. They both learned more about blindness and what it means to live the life you want. I know they both learned a lot from it, as well as more about blindness from some different people than they're used to. The hotel staff made every effort to make the convention as accessible as they could. The staff evidently got trained, had braille menus at the restaurants, and described what was going on in situations where they needed it. You can tell that the NFB helped make this the best place for the blind. Some of the participants were also talking signs saying things like "this way to the elevator," "exhibit hall down the escalator on your right," things like this that were really helpful. These are things that I wouldn't have thought of and offered a really accessible way for all of us to know where we were and needed to go. Throughout the week, I got to learn more about some good resources that I will definitely look into. I also got the opportunity to do a Juno walk with one of the guide dog schools there. I've been looking into maybe getting a guide dog at some point, and this was a really good opportunity to be able to have this here to see if it was a good fit. I also learned more about some of the book and accessible media projects that some companies are working on. Also, during the week, I went to several sessions and workshops where I learned so much more about apps, organizations, and people in the blindness field. I went to the National Association of Blind Students Division meeting where I got to hear from some of the students about college and how they made their experience the best they could through accessible means. It was cool to be surrounded by others wanting to peruse higher education at all different stages, undergraduate students, PhD candidates, everyone. It was really cool. I also went to the Performing Arts Division meeting and nerded out over all the different things we talked about, as well as the at improv workshop. I was also able to connect with blind actors, directors, musicians, and so many more people. President Riccobono and all the board that I met throughout the week were so nice. I went to the presidential suite the first day and got to talk with him for a few minutes. I also learned at the Performing Arts Division talent show that First Lady Riccobono did speech and debate in high school. So I talked with her about that for a few minutes. They all seemed really down to earth and wanting to connect with the people. A few weeks before I knew I was going to go to the national convention, I found out that an international friend I had met at Space Camp was going. So it was really great to be able to reconnect with him after 5 years. Not really convention related, but something I've learned in my life thus far. People you meet at these blindness events are some of the best people you can have in your network. They understand the struggles as they're living through it too. I feel that I can talk to them and they know what is going on. At this convention, I have met some more of these people. Sorry for the little tangent. Let's get back into my closing thoughts. So, reflecting at the end of this post on a few things, was waking up at 2:30 a.m. Friday morning, only getting 2 hours of sleep that day, because that's how I roll. Spending a week away from home the summer before starting college and having busy days, worth getting to meet and connect with so many other blind people, exploring a new city, and making so many memories. I think it is. I am so thankful to the NFP of Missouri for giving me this wonderful opportunity to experience the magic that is National Convention. I know this won't be my last convention, and I hope to see you there. If the National Convention proposes a financial hardship for you to be able to go, they gave out almost 100 first-time convention scholarships for people to go and experience this great place. If you're up for it, you should apply. Also, if you're a college student, definitely apply for the state and national scholarships. A surprising amount of people, myself included, got involved with the NFB through their scholarship program. I hope through this post I was able to provide some insights into my time at my first national convention. If you get the chance, you should definitely make a plan to attend. That's enough for me for now. I hope you have a great day.